walk. So you can only go in one way, and when you come out, you've got to go one way. Now, if you think about all the other stations that we've got, like St Pancras, you think of Liverpool Street, even Marylebone Road, people can go where they want to when they get off the train, you know. But here, they're not going to be able to do that. And that actually makes the underground also very difficult, because they heard the people in the underground to go in certain directions to get to certain parts. Mm. Now, to me, that is totally unintelligent. They haven't, they're not treating, I like to call them passengers rather than, you know, I hate the words that they use today, but they treat them as though they're sort of objects. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not people, they're objects. They're going to do what they want them to do. And I find that very, very strange. The other thing I found very disappointing was Boris and his whole attitude to the cycling and the accidents and so on. Mm. He really is in cahoots with TfL, in transport. And there, although there was a report out about this area 3 years ago, which has not come into the public realm, except that Will Perrin has actually unearthed it, so that people do know about it now. But the fact is that they are being dishonest. They are actually not facing the problem at all. They just want to do what, you know, it's convenient, and they just hope it's all going to be all right. It's not. They're going to be. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work.
Boris Johnson is the chair of TfL. Yeah. He chairs Transport for London.
Caroline, I think he has been quoted as saying, "I am TfL."
He has
TfL.
Several times said, "I am TfL."
Well, he's
so
not doing his job. He's not.
The thing is that at the last election, he promised, one of his pledges was to speed up traffic flow in London. And I think because of the sort of person that he is, he just is then fixated with this, you know, that is my priority, I have spoken, I pledged, therefore it will happen.
Mm.
And anything that works against that is ruled out of order.
Mm.
And so whether we're talking about making the junction safer, where this student was killed recently, where we want to have one lane going into that junction as opposed to two lanes and then a sort of a chicane on the other side, it's being ruled out on the basis that it will slow down the traffic flow.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the consequences of it. You know, we see the consequences of him strictly adhering to this policy of speeding traffic flow.
Mm.
And it means that we've gone from 13 deaths to a cyclist, 10 deaths last year, 16 deaths this year. I mean, it is getting worse rather than better as a consequence of that one, you know, sort of blinkered view that's what everything TfL does as far as roads are concerned has to be speeding traffic flow and nothing else.
One thing in addition to this is the gyratory system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people in Islington are very much against that gyratory system and were when the Regent Quarter was, when they were discussing the Regent Quarter, and they thought something would be done, you know, and they were trying to make York Way a two-way road instead of a, you know, and that has to be looked into as well.
Yeah.
I mean, just keep on making a gyratory system, it's not working.
It's proven gyratories don't work and they cause a huge amount of accidents, and actually if you look in certain parts of London, they are changing them and going back to two ways. So
yes,
I think
well, they are.
Exactly.
Around Camden.
Yeah, you know, I think that's exactly right. In terms of the mayor and cycling, last month I questioned him about cycle deaths. I mentioned the one in King's Cross. I challenged him to, and just as I was about to speak, they obviously, you can tell TfL are sensitive about something. They issued a 5-page press release as I was about to ask my questions. I was very lucky they sent it to the press 10 minutes earlier. So I managed to get a copy of it. And that was talking about work they want to do with HGV drivers and all those companies to try and make that safer. Well, that's fine, but actually it's not dealing with the junctions. And we can do training and all these other things. It's actually making these dangerous junctions safer. And I pushed him to review all the dangerous junctions in London. He wouldn't commit to it. A week later, after the tragic death we had in Bow Roundabout, I again quizzed him on it. And he agreed that they would be carrying out a review of junctions. And also he did agree to meet the family of that terrible accident, which we then had. And he is very, very sensitive to this at the moment because he wants to be seen as a cycling mayor, and I think he feels very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go around London, talk to a lot of cycling groups, went out on the cycling thing on Blackfriars, been out on the cycle thing with Paul the other week, around all the dangerous hotspots. You know,